I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good, guys. You get to hear about my shingles for a third week in a row because it does not move quickly. So the rashes have gone down significantly, which is stinking awesome. Just have a little bit of lingering nerve pain. So not awesome. And I have noticed if it happens while I talk, sometimes it makes some noises. So like there just might be some new stuff
today. You get, like numb tongue type thing? Like your like jaw just goes numb?
Kind of like it's like I'm in a, probably not very different, honestly. I'm in the middle of a thought and then I get distracted because of the discomfort and then I just kind of stop talking. So maybe not different to you guys at all, but I'm aware of it.
Well, and do we want to tell the explorers what you have described as decided to take residence into your jaw for the time being?
Can I first ask your reaction to how I described it to kind of volley it up a little bit?
Obsessed. It reminded me of when I was in college, I was really, really ill. And I had this like thing in my throat that hurt so bad. And I had said that it was a little like troll who lived in my throat. And every time I opened my mouth to talk, he was like opening his door and he was like upset that I was disturbing him. And so I named. So is that kind of, is that a good segue? Yeah. Like that's what it reminded me of.
Okay. So you said you named him?
No, we
Let's
didn't
not
name
end
him.
The thought there. Oh, okay. I was no, like, I'm sorry. Does the troll have a name?
No, he just made like this sound. He made like the, like he made like the demon, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, like when your voice sounds all scratchy and uncomfortable. Yes. That was him.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's why we're friends, Leslie, because I love how you giggled and were like, this is a fun description. And then let me recall the moment that I did the same exact thing. Like, it's just reaffirming our friendship. Yeah. So for me, kind of how, and I talked about it last episode, but just a refresher, the shingles follows the nerve line. So it starts in one starting spot and then it kind of just grows with the nerves because it attacks your nerves. That's its sole purpose in life. So mine started, it's not the best. Mine started down by my bottom lip. I actually got bumps on my lip and then it went towards like in on my lower lip, like it was chapped and it honestly looked like I like experienced a fire on my face because like everything just looked almost burned. I mistook it for a chemical burn at first, so it looked like a rash, burn, uncomfortable. So that followed the nerve line up my cheek and it got like probably like a day away from like maybe migrating towards my eye. But we caught it in time. No need to stress about that. But now like I have this lingering nerve pain, which is totally normal. If anyone's had a surgery, that kind of like shooting pain, that sharp pain, people who have had nerve issues are going to be able to understand it as soon as I kind of say that, your nerves are trying to find each other again because they were damaged. And so they're either starting new paths or they're trying to connect with the old one. So to me, it feels like, and it's multiples, it's not one, cause it goes so fast, but it feels like I have tiny little gnomes that are using my like lower jaw as a golf course. Or no, I'm sorry, we decided baseball.
Baseball, yeah, when they're playing baseball. Mm-hmm.
So these tiny little gnomes are using my lower jaw as a baseball diamond. And they have like the old school cleats that aren't rubber and they are metal. Razor sharp. But it feels like little gnomes in cleats are just running back and forth on my jawline. And it's not like, I told Leslie I wouldn't rate it on a pain scale because, like, I don't really feel like it's more than like a one, but it's annoying and it's constant. And I told Leslie, like, I kind of am having a competition with the gnomes to see, like, did you get your zoomies out? Like, are we good? Did they hit a home run? Like, why are so many gnomes like sliding into third right now?
They hit a home run. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of them running in. So it's like good for them and I want to celebrate. But also like as the giant who is in charge of my face, I can't handle the irritation anymore, I actually rub my jaw and I imagine that like I'm just a giant that like swatted the whole like outfield away and now they have to reset.
You're just shooing them away. They're like rain delay, you know.
Yeah.
Giant delay.
I'm the cloud. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we said it's like a little Babe Ruth, that's in Amber's jaw. Little Babe Ruth. Yeah, like gnome.
Babe Ruth, Chuck Nasty, like anyone who was really known for those home runs there. Just really doing game. A great job. Yeah, it's the All-Star game.
It's not like the normal Rockies for sure. It's like the All-Star.
No, it's like our only good player.
Yeah. For sure. Who's not even.
Who's getting all the shitty players who were able to make it on to a base home.
He doesn't even play for us anymore, right? Didn't he just retire?
He retired. Well, he announced his retirement.
Yeah. I hate to say it. Anyway.
Yeah.
I know nothing about baseball.
But yeah, so that's just kind of.
That's where you're at, huh?
That's where I'm at. And it's fine. You know, it's not constant. It's not happening every second of the day. Like I said, they get rain delay, giant delay. And then I get a break. I have noticed colder drinks or like cold air, like make it happen more. And I don't know if it's because it's by my teeth and maybe my teeth are sensitive right now.
Maybe so. That sucks. So are straws your friend?
Straws my friend. And normally the weather I am excited about is actually like kind of a little painful right now.
Oh my gosh, I hate that so much. Well,
yeah,
if you need some Sensodyne toothpaste, you know your girl's got some, because I have the most sensitive teeth ever.
I think we've talked about this
we
before.
Yeah, for sure. So,
but yeah, Leslie, how are you doing now that you've sat through an inning of my ailment?
Me and my 30-year-old teeth, Sensodyne teeth, we're good. I was telling Amber I've got a little bit of a sinus pressure headache kind of going on, but just that's because we're about to hit our first frost in real time for Colorado. So, before Halloween, which kind of is reminiscent of like us growing up, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy? Is I actually talked to Craig about that and I was like putting it in real time right now and I was like it just started getting chilly in our neck of the woods in Colorado like 2 weeks ago. And so I said no wonder I loved fall as much as I did when I was a kid. It was a tease. We only got 2 weeks of it.
That's really it, right?
Like, I know. Really looking at what we used to experience when we were kids, like September was definitely not as hot as it is now because, you know, global warming, but it was like still warm. Yeah. Still not that crisp autumn vibe. Like we didn't get that until usually like mid-December. And then if our first snow falls on Halloween like it used to, like I'm not prepared.
Oh my gosh. Well, it may be snowing. I'm trying to think, are we supposed to get snow this weekend? Well, it snowed on the other side of the mountain in like Ouray.
So it might be coming our way. I know Craig said it's supposed to get really cold and I know he was worried about our sprinkler system. He wanted to make sure those bad boys were blown out before.
Can I just tell you a fun little fact that I'm not really sure if this is good or bad, but we've never blown our sprinklers out.
I think you're living on a prayer, girl. Like, that's awesome.
I just think that, I don't know. Robbie said that it was fine. So.
If they're not, like, I think it's really the if they have water in them. is what they're worried about. Anything lingering, because, like, doesn't it, like, explode and, like, break your pipe or whatever?
Well, it'll freeze, And then when it gets too hot, it'll
then your pipe breaks, and then you got to dig into your yard.
Yeah.
My husband just does it, like, really. He does it for a living. He does it for a living, so he's concerned about the city's money, which I appreciate as a taxpayer, because he doesn't want a pipe to break for the city, because it's very expensive for them to go in and fix stuff.
I'm sure it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, and it's his job to fix it, so.
Yeah. He doesn't want to.
Yeah, consequences. So I think he just lines it up where when he watches the weather for the city, he also just comes home and does ours that day.
It's 11:11. I understand.
Cute.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know, but, like, don't know what he does. Couldn't tell you when he does it. Haven't even seen him do it once in my life. Like,
maybe
he literally brought up this year. He was like, next year I should probably show you how to do that. And I'm like, are you planning on departing next year?
Right. You're like, why do I need to do it? No, you're here. That's why you're here. So
that's the whole point. You're a professional at this. Why do I need to know how to do this?
Well, and as soon as maybe I misspoke. I know we didn't do it the first year, but maybe we did do it last year. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean,
YOLO.
As long as you didn't water, like,
no,
you're, well, see, and I don't know how that works. How long does water stay in a pipe? Like, does it stay there forever? Like, eventually it's got to, like, turn into air, right? Like, science? Well,
our front sprinklers are shitty anyway. They need to be replaced. And then our back is, like, it just is super damp back there. Like, so
it probably does have, like, condensation in a pipe always.
So maybe we should, I guess, maybe I bet we did, because there are ones in the back. I just realized our sprinklers in the back are, like, really nice because we paid money for those. So the ones in the front were free with the house.
Ours as well. Yes.
So
I don't know. Anyway, but here's homeowning 101 with the gruesome twosome.
Blow your sprinklers out.
Yeah, worked very hard to be part of that percentage of millennial that owns a home. So you guys have to sit through us talking about what comes with that.
I don't even remember how we got here, but anyway.
Any hoodle. So you are thriving with your sinuses.
That's right.
Thriving with my gnomes. Might start naming the team. Maybe it'll make me feel less annoyed when the irritation rises. Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm excited to go to the game.
Thank you. Well, unfortunately, this nerve stuff, it can last years after shingles. So I hope it's a short game.
Hopefully.
Short season. Maybe it's a Colorado Rockies season. Like, we're all invested for, like, the first 3 weeks, and then it's like, okay, they're not.
We're over it.
Yeah.
It's not fun to drink a beer and eat a hot dog this many times in a row. So
yeah, and not feel sad about the state of the team. So let's just hope that we're channeling the Colorado Rockies for my gnome team.
Exactly.
All right, Leslie, should we just jump in to what we're going to talk about?
Let's now, jump.
I think that this has been floating around TikTok for a little bit, where, and not even just TikTok, there was a whole show called Ancient Aliens, which really did fixate on what we're going to talk about tonight, which would be...
I didn't even think about that.
Like, it's been an obsession forever.
Yeah, it has.
So we are talking about what inventions just don't seem human.
Yeah, like, what there's was too no smart for way. A man to make?
Yeah, because at the time... It was men. Mostly, or women. And, like, later, I have a couple that you could argue women most likely helped on. But either way, it's not probably documented. But I'm so interested to know just, like, what out there is just too, it's not, it can't, humans looked at this invention later and went, there's no way.
No fucking way. No
There's
clue.
No way that there wasn't an alien on that design team.
Well, see, this is not, I haven't seen that trend. Definitely not on TikTok. Like, in Ancient Aliens, I didn't even put that connection together that's literally what the premise of Ancient Aliens is.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. So.
Yeah, like, back in the day, they really just wanted to build really tall buildings and fixtures, and as time went on, it kind of moved on. So can I tell you my first one.
Please, please, please.
Okay. So this one, it's, I actually like learned about it.
Oh, yeah?
Like I went on a deep dive of the items that I found in this one.
Ooh,
and
like okay.
learned about how they're made because I never thought about it.
Okay. I'm excited. Curious.
So I believe these two items, they go together like shamalamalama dippity doopadup. But they go together, and I'm shocked it took humans this long to invent it.
Okay.
So I really feel like it was a alien watching us and going, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I can't take it anymore. They're making their lives so hard. I have to show them what this is.
Okay.
So we're going to go back to 38,000 BC, which is the Bronze Age.
Wow. Okay.
So in the Bronze Age, we as human were casting metals.
Yes.
We had sailboats. And we were making intricate instruments. That one was a hard one. Like harps. And I'm another rabbit hole for another time. Never fucking thought about how hard it is to make a harp. Like, that's got to actually be really difficult because there's not a lot of tuning that can be done on a harp.
Right. You have to just like do it right.
Make
the first
it well.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So all of these things were active in our lives in the bronze, like we've been there,
yeah.
active in the humans' lives at the Bronze Age. You know what wasn't made until after all those lovely things I just listed?
What?
A wheel and an axle to go with the wheel.
Really? The wheel came after the sailboat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, okay, I saw the sailboat, and I figured actually... I thought a man probably did make that because they saw something that they wanted and they were trying to figure out how to
and
get
like,
there.
They're like, how do I get from this land to that land?
Exactly.
Well, no. So this one isn't one of the ones that I think women helped on. I mean, maybe. Maybe there was a scientist out there or a smart lady. Because like the aspect of the wheel is not like ingenious. Like
no.
Circle roll. We probably knew that when we made fire. Like circle roll.
I thought that isn't. That's what I thought we learned in school, that the wheel came first.
The wheel, but not the wheel and the axle.
Ah.
So we had all these circles rolling down hills.
Just rolling all over
just
the
rolling
place.
Down the hills. But we had no way to control them, steer them, or make it so that they attach to something.
I mean, that sounds really sophisticated, to be fair.
That's why I'm thinking an alien. It sounds sophisticated. I get it. But also, like, I'm more shocked by how long it took us based on what the Bronze Age was doing.
See, I almost thought it was going to be easy to find things because I was like, men are stupid.
They make some, like, some men make some good things. I'm not going to dig them there. But I really think that there was a alien somewhere that just watched us carry baskets. Miles and back and forth
so long,
and they were just like,
oh
my
God,
stick a stick in the hole, stick a stick in the hole, you do it already, like stick a stick in the hole and make the wheel roll. I said that a couple times.
Super simple. You make it sound super simple.
I mean they were procreating, so they knew how to put a stick in a hole. Like, come on.
Yeah, they watched like the animals do that one. The animals taught them that one.
So you'd think they'd be sticking sticks in all sorts of holes.
They're like, that was good. That was a benefit.
Let's see what else it could. What else a stick in a hole could help us with? Can I say stick in a hole one more time? Okay.
Stick in a hole. Stick in a pancake. Smoking
a
pancake.
So the axle, this is the high tech of it, right? Because when we look at it, we're like a wheel with a stick. Okay, whatever.
In a hole.
But. There, you are correct. It actually is very, it's high technology. Like, I know I'm saying that as I'm looking into a MacBook and I'm holding a cell phone, but like, that's high technology that we're still using today.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't found anything better.
Right. That's fundamental technology.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So The axle needs to be just right. If it's too big, the wheel obviously won't move. If it is too small, it causes too much friction and also makes it so that the wheel won't move. I did not realize that both options make the wheel not move.
That makes sense, though.
It does.
It's fine. Like Goldilocks. It's got to be just right.
Just right. So that is the important part. The axle needs to sit just right in the hole and of the wheel, and it needs to pretty much spin as if they're one.
Okay.
What I think is interesting is we don't know the origin of the wheel and the axle going together.
Really?
Historians are arguing. Some believe it was Eastern Europe. Okay. Others believe it was Mesopotamia.
I need to look at a map. Hold on. Okay, well, why is there a question? Because can't you just determine where you found... I guess maybe you find it in both eras.
I think that because how they... little archaeological information, they use digging into the earth and anything that's buried around that. So like with a lot of things, it'll be like the layers of the earth will tell them like how long ago that earth was on top, like what we would walk on.
Okay.
And they dig a little underneath. And like also they with the wheel specifically, they found seeds with one of the wheels. And so they were trying to identify how old the seeds might have been. I don't know. Some really smart people shit.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So it's all looking.
I'm having a hard time trying to find this map. I feel like I'm not searching the right things.
Well, and you made me. Oh, here. Okay. So Mesopotamia is like a long. It's over by like Syria and Iran. It's like in it's like in the middle of that little area. So like,
I see.
Eastern Europe, they're not. So like I can save this map that I have too. Eastern Europe is not like a day's worth of travel.
No.
Like because we had sailboats in the Bronze Age, they would actually hop in Mesopotamia, go around Iran and South Asia, and probably have to go all the way around like Africa to get to Europe. Like, so this would probably be a multiple week voyage depending on where they were in the Mesopotamia area.
Yes, definitely.
So I'll save that map. We'll share it so everyone kind of sees what we're seeing. But yeah, so it's not like they were close to each other. So mm-mm. That's what I always find is interesting. When historians are arguing about mm-hmm. where this originated and it's that big of a map space, like,
yeah. Like, how did they get there?
And how did it get in multiple places?
Right.
You're telling me one boat just happened to have a wheel and axle. And then they were like, oh, yeah, let me tell you the science of how to do this. People I don't know how to communicate with.
Right. Probably not.
So
that's a good point because they can't communicate mm-hmm. unless maybe it was used for trade. But like,
but yeah, then no. Yeah. Aliens. So then we're getting to the fundamentals of trade. Like, how do you know something's important when you look at it? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Exactly.
So I just think that is so, but it's really just how much the Bronze Age was producing other things and it being on so many different in so many different places.
Yeah.
That they can't really identify who did it first. And then also just to know how important the wheel and axle is, which I know we all know because most of us all probably have a vehicle. The wheel and the axle is what gave us modern farming because there weren't tractors before the wheel and the axle.
Good point.
And how many farming equipment things work on a wheel and an axle? Like, I'm imagining the thing that they have for sprinklers that moves through the crops.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Wheels and axles. So like it really is a more windows or more doors conversation. Like, but really it's just like how many things have wheels and axles? Get what I'm saying?
You kind of lost me. Oh. A little bit,
but you remember that argument on TikTok where it was like, are there more doors or more windows? No. And like, it was a big argument. Oh my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It took over my life like 2 years ago.
So is it the question of, do you have more doors than windows? Or yeah. Vice versa?
Both. Like, what is there more of in the world?
Oh, I thought you meant like in your house.
Well, no, that's easy to count. I'm sorry. I should have made it difficult. Yeah, in the world, are there more doors or are there more windows?
And why are we debating this? What's
the... I don't know. It just showed up on TikTok one day. Okay. And Craig and I, of course, were on opposite sides.
Sorry. That was the most unattractive sound ever. What side were you on?
Windows.
And what's... Why?
Because, like, I just look. I have two doors in my house. Like, and my back door is a sliding glass door. So essentially, it's a giant window. It's not a door.
But you have doors in your house, though. You have like doors in your bedroom, doors in, for your pantry, doors I know, for but, your laundry room.
So I have. Do not. Don't tell me my best friend and my husband are on the same side.
Amber, I don't.
But okay, I'm looking at my bedroom right now. I have one door leading into my bedroom. I have. Four windows in my bedroom.
Okay.
So really, if we're going to argue, I have a You're door right. in my bedroom and I have a door that goes to my bathroom, like it that's off of my owner's suite.
Yeah, there's two.
But I have four windows. And then he started arguing closets, like mm-hmm. closet yeah. doors. But our slide, they're not like, they don't open like a door.
Okay.
But then you have to start arguing like, what is a door? Does a door slide?
Yeah,
and this was a month of my husband and I. We would bring it up randomly to argue with each other. Like, I'd get in the car and he goes, oh, you closed the car door. And I said, oh, it has a built-in window.
I can just imagine you guys like going anywhere like and being like, oh, look at all these doors. Look at all these windows. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. You guys are so silly.
Thank God we didn't go to Home Depot. We would have never left.
Well, in that case, I do unfortunately think he might be right. I do think there are more doors at Home Depot than windows.
There's only one door to get into. Okay.
But then think about all the doors that are hanging and all the doors that you can buy.
You buy windows.
I know, but there's
there are glass companies that just make windows and they probably have like four doors in their buildings at that.
And about a Home Depot, like I think you have to like order in the windows. I bet they only have like show windows.
Doesn't matter.
But you can buy the door.
But you have little windows in the garden department as they go up and like protect it. There are windows in garden departments.
I hate to be that bitch, but I do think I'm team door. Now that you've explained the concept to me, I think I might be team door.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. At least at Home Depot.
I can never let you and Craig talk about this.
Just at Home Depot.
And you know what's crazy is like something that happens frequently in my relationship with my husband. God. I will remember this clear as day. Like I am still arguing about it. Yeah. I will bring it up with him and he will not remember that we did this for like a month.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. And I'll be like,
doors versus windows. Hello.
And then bet you I could put money on it. If I bring it up with my husband, remind him. He will then start to argue that windows are the winners. And I will be like, you said doors.
Oh, my God. Well, now we know we now have a glimpse into Amber's marriage.
It's so hard, guys. We love each other just as aggressively. But like we cannot like agree. We're opposites and the same at the same time because we communicate the same way.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he does it to
make me crazy? Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. And then he's just like no turning back. Like
yeah,
that's
he's
my,
like
I've
nope, this
decision.
Is my truth. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
good for him. Way to stick to his guns.
Yeah. So the argument, this whole tangent, was really to circle back to the argument is now like
alien favorite wheels.
Aliens created wheels. This is where we
Wheel
started.
Wheels.
And axles.
That's right. Wheel axles, not wells.
Yeah. And I'm sure the alien, like the alien I imagine that watched us, because like, you know, we're their pets. It's yeah. just their turn to watch us. We get, you know, we're the class hamster that gets taken home yes. to the different alien species to watch after.
Can we be chinchillas?
Yeah. We can be chinchillas.
Okay, cool.
And so it's this alien's turn to watch the class pet. And it's like watching us carry baskets in lines and multiple baskets and multiple trips. And he just like or she just looks up. They just look up and they're looking at all the things with wheels and axles in their world. And they're like, these poor idiots. And they just like gifted us the wheel and axle.
And they, do you think they picked one person or do you think they just like magically were like, here's this gift?
Well, because of the argument about where this started, I think that like the alien and his buddies got together and they're like, okay, like we're not really supposed to mess with them. Like this is a science experiment, but like they're working harder, not smarter. Like it's been this long. Kind of, they created the wheel and the fire and they didn't think to like put a stick with the wheel
in the middle of it. They didn't think to combine it. Dummies.
Idiots. So let's all like he got his like, you know, his closest crew or they got their closest crew and they were like, okay, let's all go to Earth, separate spots, separate continents. Let's make this really confusing so someday when they start to research
they can't
this,
track it.
We can't be pinpointed.
No one's going to find us. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be the world's mystery.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my first find. Leslie, you found something a little different than me. So take us on your train, if you will.
I just struggled because I was just thinking of things like, oh yeah, like men for sure made that. Like weapons. Yeah. A man made that. A man 100% wanted to be violent and like bombs. I will say I was impressed and surprised at how early some of these inventions came. Ooh. But like most of what I was finding, like I searched like, you know, history, like list of inventions and like when they mm-hmm. came out and things like that. And I was just struggling. Mm-hmm. So then I decided to search just specific inventors. And then it took me on to like inventors that were kind of weird. And
I like that.
And I came across Nikola Tesla.
I saw a lot of stuff for him when I was looking stuff up. So
yeah, he was a fucking weirdo.
So you found a possible alien?
I just think that he was either was an alien or like had an in with an alien. And
he was in a crew. Okay.
Yeah. And he was like their funnel. And he was chosen to, tell everybody these secrets. Okay. He just was a fucking weirdo.
I don't know a ton about him. I'm going to be honest. Like, I know that in his time, he was definitely like, they kind of treated him like he was a crazy person, right? Like,
yeah.
Mainstream wise, they were like, oh, look at this baddie.
Well, mainstream wise, they think he probably was on the spectrum. And so he probably didn't fit in. Mm-hmm. And he had severe obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay. So his mom sits down with him at dinner and she's like, I've heard about these things for weeks now. Can we drop it? Like, she just wants to be.
Yeah, for
sure.
She's
like, you're just fixated on your fantasy. Okay.
Probably. Exactly. Okay. He probably was like severely bullied.
Poor guy.
He did have a lot of nervous breakdowns too, they said. Hmm.
Before you get into it, I'm really interested, but you know more about him. Do you think he is just really upset that the Tesla is named after him?
I don't think he was really that great of a person.
Would he sit down and be like, Elon, I'm really proud of you, thank you for thinking of me, and you're like, would he be like at Elon's table or like,
no, although Elon's kind of a fucking weirdo too.
Yeah, but he's just so problematic that I'm trying to gauge, like, is he that problematic where like he'd
is
probably,
he MAGA?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
I don't know. I mean, he was just really mentally unwell.
Okay. Okay. Well, then let's dive in and let's see. Maybe we can answer that question by the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'll be honest. I didn't look up like his political, if he was like super political. Okay. I mean, he was involved with like JP Morgan, who is
problematic.
Exactly. Incredibly problematic.
And he's got the intel with the aliens. So JP Morgan, if they weren't, I'm going to take us. JP Morgan from our Anunnaki episode, you said JP Morgan was probably picked by the Anunnaki. So what if that Tesla was their mouthpiece of like how to communicate from the Anunnaki with the Morgans. And that's why he was, you know, crazy and people like bullied him and stuff, but the Morgans were like, you can sit with us though, bro, like you're a little weird, but like
no one's gonna like take you seriously and you're just gonna like release all these crazy inventions that are like life-changing things that like really impacted us, still impact us today.
I'm so excited. Okay, I'm done derailing. No. Go ahead, tell us about it.
No, you're fine. I mean, I didn't do like crazy research. I know he was super into astrology. Like he believed in, all of his like business transactions and things like that all lined up. He was all about the birth charts and things like that. And if the moons weren't centered, he wasn't going to do it. I know that. And so that just kind of plays into like, I think he was either an alien or like was connected to them. And maybe that's how they communicated a little bit. I love the idea though of like JP Morgan being like an Anunnaki and having that like direct connection there. I think that's just amazing and hysterical. But like I said, he had obsessive compulsive disorder. He had to do things in threes. And in fact, he was obsessed with the number three. He like basically really pushed the 369 manifestation and that theory of how that's like connected to the universe. He states that there are 1 to 9 digital root numbers, and all other numbers are combinations of those three. So that's why 369 can do that. Three represents the universe's direct source and is considered a blessing in Hinduism. 6 symbolizes internal power and is associated with solving obstacles and love. And 9 helps individuals disconnect from the past and embrace new opportunities. According to him, those were the only numbers that could exist as energy without losing their identity. Meaning this concept is supported by modern physics, basically, which recognizes the importance of these numbers in the study of atomic and subatomic particles. Like, so
what the fuck?
These numbers, right? Just these numbers that like don't mean how, like, what does that even mean? He was like obsessed with them and he did everything in threes. And like, that's just, I think is, I don't know. Like, so maybe he just was mentally unwell, but,
Well, and, so, all... and he's, just to kind of give anyone, because I don't know, just for age-wise, so he was born July 9th or 10th, we're not sure, 1856 to January 7th, 1943. So this is, perfect, like, really, really advanced stuff that people are studying now, and he's talking about it in the 1800s. Also, I really do enjoy that... no one, to go with my thing, we didn't know where the wheel and the axle was found first. We don't know what day Nikola Tesla was born. So our star girlies couldn't pinpoint his chart as well.
That's and a really he's really good
into the stars. He's really into all that shit. So what if he did that on purpose? What if he told people the 9th and the 10th so they could never really figure him out?
I know. That's crazy. Are you looking at Avery?
No, I'm shocked by our findings.
By our realization that Nikola Tesla's a fucking alien. I told you. No, you're totally right. He is a star girl. Like, he completely...
And he knew the power of the stars, and he was like, I'm not going to let you fuckers figure me out.
July, so he was a Cancer.
Yeah, he was a Cancer. So the 9th or the 10th, so Cancer. But, like... A day can, like, on a birth chart, a day, a time can change everything.
Absolutely. The moon, like, the axis changes in an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. Sneaky little bitch. He really
didn't want to be figured out.
Sneaky. He's a sneaky guy.
Okay.
Here are all the things that he invented. The Tesla coil, which is actually probably why Tesla is called Tesla, because I think, don't they use the
coil?
They
use the coil. Like, yeah.
He invented the radio, the induction motor. I don't know what that is. He invented the remote control, the Tesla valve.
And again, guys, the 1800s, if you ever feel like you are just not being understood in this life, you might have just been born at the wrong time. Because this man in the 1800s was looked at as crazy. If he, like, they ended up inventing the things that he invented hundreds of years later.
That's a good point. So don't feel crazy. You're just born at the wrong time period.
Exactly.
He did. He invented X-rays, neon lights, Wi-Fi.
Did you know X-rays? They're literally used by crystals. Ooh. Like crystals are how. Yeah, because I went on a little X-ray thing. Yeah, he's a moon girl. Because X-rays are the way that they're able to do it is their crystals being like crushed and rubbed together so that we can see the images that we can see. It's literally crystals in a big machine.
That's tight. That's so cool.
So the next time you make a joke about a white girl with a nose ring telling you about your day because of whatever's in whatever retrograde, like, guys, we might need to start taking this seriously.
Listen to us because we're right.
I know it comes off as like weird, like gardening tangents, but like we know what we're talking about.
We're trying so hard to like connect with that ancestral root. One day.
So he was a star girl hiding his information from people, but also like just inventing
crazy shit,
knowing that a pretty shiny rock would make an X-ray.
I know. Who would like, I just feel like that's such an alien thing to do. He's an alien.
Well, they're floating around with rocks.
Exactly. Of course. Right.
Duh. Oh my God. Okay. This is blowing my mind.
I don't really have anything else besides, I just think he himself is the alien. And he came out here and pretended to be human. He didn't sleep. It said he required a little sleep and once worked 84 hours straight without stopping to eat or sleep. He had excessive hygiene habits. Which just seems like an alien thing to do.
Girl, that's a really good segue to my next
thing. Ooh, perfect. Okay, that's all I got.
Segue queen. I do want to just throw out there that I tried to find his political standpoint just to know. And they didn't really talk about I don't know. It's a little toss up. So like he believed in eugenetics would be the standard by 2100. And that sterilization and the guidance of mating instincts were the only way to prevent the breeding of the unfit. So that's a little problematic. But he also believed that he hated war. He inherited that from his father. And he thought that technology was the only way to end war. He believed that war could be reduced to a mere spectacle of machines.
Well.
So, like, robot. Yeah. So, pretty much, he's like, all right, let's get in the robot. Like, what are those called? The ring, where they have the fighting robots. And he's like, okay.
Welcome, robots.
The ones that you can drive around that you can, like, that people build.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? I do. Robot wars. And so he's like, all right, nation with a dictator and nation with this dictator, get your robots in the ring, whoever wins.
Oh, like, my God. Can you imagine? Like, that's how...
That's kind of how he's explaining it.
Like, World War III is, like, ended.
A spectacle of machines.
With a fucking robot. That's hilarious. I was thinking, like, iRobot, like, way scarier, but...
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm imagining, like, just a little ring.
Bumblebee.
He said a mere spectacle of machines, so we just watch the machines fight it out instead of the people. And then he rejected the idea that humanity's struggle for freedom could create a humane world. So, little bit of mixed there. He really was talking about people like they needed to be robots with the... making those decisions.
So he probably was Republican.
It's given that like vibe. Okay, but you said something beautifully about hygiene. Perfect. For Mr. Yes. Tesla that will segue greatly into my next one.
Perfect.
So this is the one that I don't want to just say it was men. because once I explain it, like looking at the profession now, it's men and women. So I don't think it needs to be a gendered profession like it used to be. So brain surgery, the whole concept of brain surgery, definitely think it was given to us by an alien.
Like lobotomies too?
No. I think that's humans getting involved in brain surgery. No, I just think, do you know when brain surgery was considered... an activity.
I did see
that humans could do.
I did see it was pretty early. I don't remember though.
So in 1900 AD, Mayan cultures were doing brain surgery. Now, just because I don't understand the AD, the BC, they changed it so that we're more inclusive, like all of those things. What? I don't get that. I'll tell you.
Okay.
So I don't get all of that. So just to give you an idea.
Perfect.
This is when European countries were in the Dark Ages and were still using leeches to do medicinal work.
Well, and when you said Mayans, I mean, they have huge connections to aliens.
Mm-hmm. Huge. Oh, yeah. Huge. So I did see a video that I did want to speak to as well before I dive into the brain surgery of it all. I saw a content creator on TikTok who shared a very interesting mindset that I've never thought of. So she said that, you know, Mayans and Aztecs and things along those lines, it is really questioned of a lot of the things, or Egyptians, a lot of the things that they made. The argument is, was it man-made or was it alien? Mm-hmm. But what she thought was interesting in this video of hers is why the Romans were never questioned on what they built. And I've never thought about that before. You know, there aren't a lot of rumors of the aliens helping the Romans build the Colosseums and things like that. So for her video, it brought up a racial conversation of, are we saying that the Mayans, Egyptians, and Aztecs are not a people that are looked at as smart enough to do these things versus the white guy and you know, the Romans building these things. So I would like to take a stance here. And Leslie, I am going to trust that I can kind of speak for the two of us when I saw that video. That is not our mindset. I personally think the aliens favored the Mayans, Egyptians, and Aztecs because they were not the white man. So
I think the difference is that it's so much more impressive because the Mayans are built like Machu Picchu is on a fucking like, it's like on a massive mountain. It's like so impressive. Like, and like, I'm not saying that like the Romans stuff wasn't impressive, but like that stuff no longer exists. The Mayans and the Aztecs, we still have ruins today all over.
Yeah.
You know, that are still intact, not like completely, but I just think they're just so much more impressive. And so for me, that's why I think that they were not man built. Whereas like the Colosseum, we both have like seen, we've both been fortunate enough to see, like I just had this conversation with my mom the other day. I mean, it's impressive, but it's like, it's not that impressive.
Yeah. It's like, you can tell it's man made.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure.
Yeah. But these rock formations. So yeah, I like what you say. And then yes, to just kind of piggy, like, to reiterate for mine, I also think the aliens saw the white man and was like, no. They suck.
Respectfully, they suck.
Yeah. So this is what was going on with the Mayans, which I just think is so impressive. So 900 AD, the Mayan culture was doing brain surgery with sharp tools made out of obsidian.
Which is a crystal. Everyone's star girls.
It all comes back together, it's my friends. Connected. It's all connected.
Circle of life.
But that is what they were built, making their tools out of. And they were small precision tools that really can be tracked to the tools of today. We have robots doing a lot of surgeries to make them safer, all of that stuff. At the tip of their little robot hand is still this precision tool that hasn't changed much since what was found with the Mayans. So they were also drilling into teeth and doing dentistry work at this time.
Oh, that's
cool. And they had the first draft of a grill.
Really?
They were drilling holes into teeth and placing diamonds and gems in their
teeth. Oh, a grill. Teeth grill. I thought you were talking like a fucking like grill to
fucking grill.
My God. So they had swag.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Swag you'd kill for.
What you brought up with the hygiene is really looked at as a parallel as well. Mayan cities, spotless. They were smart enough to work with waterways when they needed to. There was nothing on the grounds. These were these beautiful places built on the side of mountains, built to run with their surrounding area, not through their surrounding area. And we know the Europeans, we've talked about it in past episodes. They were pooping in hallways, mm-hmm. guys.
Right. And they
for a long time past the Mayans.
And they didn't take care of their teeth. I mean, like, that's, I know that's kind of stereotypical, but like, I still don't think dentistry is very big in Europe. Well, and hear me out. Like, we've said it already today. If it was just a giant, like, science experiment, you've got one test subject where you give a lot of tools and a lot of resources to, and you set them up
thriving.
For success. And then you have the other test subject that you, like, make it their life a little bit harder, and you let them, you know, come up with things on their own, and you don't give them the tools and the resources. And, like, you know, so if we believe that we are just, you know, some science experiment to mm-hmm. some being out in the universe, then, like, I can kind of see them favoring one, you know.
But I totally 100% agree. If we're being looked at as a science experiment, then yeah, like, you can't tell how well something is going to thrive until you throw a little diversity in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So something that I think is interesting too, that I just like to sit and ponder, is like, what if, like, it's the white man.
A white man.
But what, because Europe ended up being the part of the race, the species, whatever, like, you want to word it, like, they were the ones that decided, oh, but I get to take this.
Like, credit, you know what for I mean? It?
But, like, no, take it.
Oh,
like,
oh, I see.
You know, mm-hmm. what, Christopher Columbus coming to America and being like, mine. Right. Now. Like,
nobody ever found this before. Wow.
Yeah. So I like to just wonder, what if, like, the Mayan culture was the culture that was finding land instead of the European culture? Like, what kind of different world would we live in today if Europe wasn't the first one calling dibs on land?
Well, and the Mayans were conquered by the conquistadors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were definitely, people came in very violent, and
yeah. And I wonder if the Mayans just didn't see a reason to react mm-hmm. violently right. at first to strangers, and that's why, like, but I just, this kind of rabbit hole got me, like, kind of down, you know, what if it was different? What if, like, it wasn't the many white men, like, deciding land was theirs? Like, what if we got to see how a Mayan-led culture would have thrived? Because what I've learned, they put a lot of love and effort into their cities, mm-hmm. into their people. Of course, like, not everything is 100% black and white, but, like, they were leaps and bounds ahead. And, like, I would just be so interested to see. And maybe because they were leaps and bounds ahead and they were doing these surgeries, they didn't have the mindset that it was all witchcraft or right. eventually, or it was all this or that. Like, they really were just, like, they were science minded and were like, oh, like, life's really good when we clean our teeth and when we have brain surgery.
Right. We can thrive. Like, mm-hmm.
there was a high percentage, like 70% successful brain surgeries with the Mayan.
That's pretty crazy. Culture. I'm curious, like, what were they, just if, like, they found, like, a tumor or something? Like, I'm just curious. Like, I wonder what they were.
Like, they were smart enough to just know that we need to do brain surgery and not put a leech on it.
And so how do they know that? Like, they had to have alien help.
I don't know. But it's just, like, so now I go down this rabbit hole of, like, what could have been.
I mean, I don't think either of us would be in America.
No.
I think we would probably,
everything would be so different. We would have probably stayed in our
ancestral homes.
Home areas, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right.
Like, it just would have been so different. Like, the world would have still probably felt so big.
Yeah.
And it feels big to me as a person, but, like, I really don't think that if you have communities where you're happy and you don't need to go take things from others and you're thriving in your bubble, you don't really want to let people into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just kind of exist within your own tribe and your own bubble. And I don't know. This has helped me kind of realize that, like, we probably should still be tribe-based creatures.
Oh, I mean, I think we are. Look at, like, our communities and, like, our,
but, like, more extreme.
Sure. No, I get it.
Like,
get
yours, mine, and ours, like we are sharing, we're collecting for as a collective, not necessarily just for one. Like, I think that the human race probably needs a, you know, whenever they decide to do the redo, those aliens, and they're like, all right, we've let it go too far. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope that some little alien hears this little radio wave of us being like, let's make it more, right. Let's go back.
Like, humans won the war, and then they just kind of were like, okay, they obviously don't want us, but like, no, we do. Like, and I'm just, and that probably, you know, obviously I gardened, so like, hear me out, but like, I mean,
okay,
it's just like, yeah, the Mayans, they weren't violent because they were raised, or they had morals from another race where there is no need for violence because they're not so desperate for basic needs like water and shelter and food. And so they didn't need to expand, but it's like the humans, you know, the people on the other continents who weren't the other test subjects, like they needed to expand because there were people that were
thriving.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, what if it was just like this like little war between like the humans and like the hybrids of the aliens, and then the aliens lost, so they left.
Yeah. And so the aliens were like, oh my god, like,
you guys are crazy.
Well, and like, you know, we believe, and I don't want to get so heavy to say, like, you know, we're very into karma and like what is above is below and all that stuff, and I don't want to get so heavy saying like our karma isn't even our like spirit's karma, it's like karma of ancestors, but like it's all there in the dirt, like everything holds on to energy, like I feel like really like why things are so difficult, like in a broad picture, is because it all got taken, and it all got like all that energy and bloodshed, like it's in every country. And that's why like life is so hard, is because everything was taken with violence, and that violence lives in the land. You know, and I shouldn't say everybody, there are some, you know, people who are native to their land and stuff like that, and land that was taken from them, but like even just like dinosaur, like go all the way back, like it is all, it's been who's the biggest, that's who gets the most, and and so like really like it's like the violence is just in the land here.
So it's like the people are maybe even not like born violent, they just become violent because they drink the water and they eat the food that comes from the soil, and they, so it's just like born in them basically, or not born, like grown in them.
Yeah, it's grown in them. And like, of course, there's a spectrum of that too. There are good people and there are bad people. And I don't think it means that I've eaten less processed food than, you know, some dictator or whatever. But like, you know, it's just that's where like morals comes in, and where teachings comes in, education comes in, and education can almost counteract that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but like really, yeah, I just think it got me kind of really deeply thinking of like, it's just all aggressive everywhere on Earth. It's just all aggressive.
I know.
So
I'm ready for the aliens to take over.
Honestly, like I felt like they visited more often back in the day. Like I know Elon has come out with those terrifying iRobot robots.
Yeah, they are scary.
Oh my god, it's like he made them after the movie. Like he literally was like, "No, like I'm going to tell you the story based on how they look."
He probably did, honestly.
He didn't change them at all. Like you aren't going to make them look nicer, friendlier, like lure us into safety?
No, they're gonna take over for sure. I'm terrified of AI and robots. I feel like they've just teased us. I feel like they have been around to the aliens. Oh god, sorry. It's news.
Like they're coming back. Maybe that's something too. Maybe there was. I didn't feel like, we talked about this before in a former pod. There's less inventions than there were back in the day, but like now maybe we're just not finding out about the inventions as frequently.
Yeah, I think so too. We don't hear about it until like they unleash the robots.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yeah, we're in the dark, but like I'm really hoping, you know, if it's, I trust are, you know, if we're chinchillas to some alien class, I trust that you will come get us when the time comes. I'm not questioning you, but like,
could I'm you ready.
Make sure it's before an alien or an alien versus robots war. Like,
yeah, no,
I won't fight you. I'll get on the ship without you having to come down and blow stuff up. Like, I will.
No comms for me.
Yeah, like
I'm not putting up a fight.
No, I think that life will be better with the people who go. Like,
let's give it a try, right?
Willingly.
Yeah, let's give it a try. Like, what are we? What's worse that happens?
What's to lose? So I want to get that out there so you guys know when someday when you hear this, but like, just can we make it soon?
Can we like put like the, you know, pump the gas a little bit? Let's go.
Yeah, like, come on now. So that's my last request of the aliens, but really good research team.
yeah, no, it was fun. And I think that hopefully they'll look kindly upon us because we acknowledge their brilliance.
This is the cult I can get in on, is aliens. When the aliens come, like, I will be like, my savior.
Yeah, literally.
But I will not be upset alien. That they're here.
You can't look like a regular man because I'm not going to fucking listen. You have to look like an alien.
Like, show me the illusion that we painted for ourselves, please. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that. So,
great episode. I'm glad you put it on the list. Lots of fun.
Thank you. I had a good time too. I think we both found some interesting stuff, and honestly, probably some stuff that I'll want to look into later, just in my own time.
Agreed. For real. Me too. So, me too.
Explorers down below, let us know what's another invention that just doesn't seem like a human could have been smart enough. Are the aliens coming soon? Are you going to be first on the ship? Are you going to wait a little bit? Like, where do you fall in the sign up for this stuff? We'd love to know.
We want to know. So put all the things. And on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.